Every week we like to give you a prophecy update. We want to show you how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies that you read in the Bible. Ever since the Romans sacked Jerusalem in the first century, the Jews have been without their temple. According to prophecies in the book of Daniel and in the revelation of Jesus Christ, as well as Ezekiel, we expect a temple to be standing during the seven-year Great Tribulation. Thus, news relating to this future rebuilt temple or its functions always fascinates us as students of prophecy. Of course, the thing that the Jews need the temple for is to offer sacrifices. Or do they? An interesting project called Korban Peshach has launched a website. Korban Peshach is the Hebrew for sacrifice of Passover. They argue that the sacrifices, the Passover lamb in particular, can be made on the Temple Mount with or without the presence of the temple. I'm going to read you some excerpts from their website. Obviously, the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem and the restrictions imposed by conquerors on Jewish access to Jerusalem and the Temple Mount resulted in the cessation of the Korban Peshach. Yet the fact that there was no longer any temple did not mean that one could not offer sacrifices, including the Passover lamb. According to the Rambam, the sanctity of the Temple Mount remains. Not only is it possible to sacrifice the Passover lamb, there remains an obligation to do so on the Temple Mount. We have proof that the commandment of the Passover lamb was observed even after the destruction of the temple. Rabbi Gamaliel, who lived 100 years after the destruction, commanded his servant to roast the Passover lamb. Also, the Byzantine Caesar Justinianus issued an edict forbidding the Jews from sacrificing the Passover lamb as late as the 6th century of the Common Era, long after the destruction of the temple. This shows us the Jews were still offering Korban Peshach, the Passover lamb, long after the destruction of the temple. If you review the news, there have been at least 2 recent attempts to offer the Passover lamb. One, I'll read to you. It says, the committee organized a delegation of a ritual slaughterer, a priest of documented lineage, an animal, and a portable stone altar on 10 Nisan 5767, which is 29 March 2007. Legal documents were sent to the Prime Minister, to the Supreme Court, and to the Chief of Police. The Prime Minister did not respond. The Supreme Court appeared to uphold the right to perform the sacrifice, but denied it on grounds of security. This answer was also echoed by the Chief of Police. In 2008, the same committee organized a demonstration sacrifice as a joint project of the Sanhedrin, the Temple Institute, and the King David Museum. The demonstration of the Paschal sacrifice was part of a study day scheduled to take place Sunday, the 1st of Nisan, or April 6, 2008, at the Kotel Yeshiva in the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem's Old City. Now, what's new in 2010? Well, now they have what they call the Sanhedrin Initiative, and here's what they say. The new Sanhedrin Initiative is in the forefront of the drive to renew the Passover sacrifice. It assumes responsibility for ensuring that the commandments are performed in conformity with Jewish religious law, and will also coordinate the practical details with the appropriate Israeli government authorities. This year, 2010 in Jerusalem, the Sanhedrin Initiative is calling upon the Jewish people in Israel and throughout the world to participate in the Passover sacrifice. The Sanhedrin Initiative will choose sheep to be offered in the Korban Peshach, and all preparations will be made in the expectation that we can renew this ancient traditional offering. Now, as we've told you many times, the existence of and the regathering of the Jews to their ancient homeland in Israel is by itself the greatest fulfillment of biblical prophecy that we have seen in our lifetime. It is nothing short of a miracle and the fulfillment of prophecy. Efforts like we're talking about this morning to reestablish worship and sacrifice on the Temple Mount are precursors to the man called the Antichrist, who will step forward and enter into a peace treaty with the Jews by which he guarantees them the right to offer sacrifices and build their temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. It's an absolutely, it's thrilling really to read about this. When I first got saved, the prophecies never changed, just our understanding of them. When I first got saved, it was believed that the Jews had to have their temple on the Temple Mount in a particular location in order for these things to come true. And that particular location, many of you were told, is where the Dome of the Rock is, where the Muslim mosque is. And so I regularly expected any day for that to be blown up so that the Jews could have their temple again. Then some archaeologists came along, two separate archaeological teams, and they've determined that the actual site of the temple is not where the Dome of the Rock is. In other words, when the Muslims came in, they didn't really know where that Temple Mount was. They built their dome, but the place of sacrifice, the temple, is actually in a different location. And so it's possible for the Jews to actually build their temple without disturbing the Dome of the Rock. And that actually fits into some scripture that you read in Revelation, where when they're talking about the temple in the tribulation period, it says, don't affect the court of the Gentiles. In other words, it indicates there will be a Gentile structure as well. So then you're thinking, wow, now they're going to build their temple. And so you think, well, how long is that going to take and how close are we? Then you realize, see, we're Westerners, we don't follow this history. They come out and they say, well, actually, we could sacrifice on the Temple Mount now. We don't need the temple. We could do it. The Jews did it after the temple was destroyed. And so now how close are we, year after year, as they attempt each year to offer the Passover lamb? Sooner or later, this man that will be the Antichrist is going to step forward and guarantee the peace of Jerusalem and enter into this treaty with the Jews, that seven-year treaty that marks the beginning of the Great Tribulation. And when we think that now we don't even really need the temple, how close is that? Now, we're not looking for the Antichrist, we're looking for Jesus Christ. He could return to resurrect and rapture the church at any moment. No prophecy needs to be fulfilled for the Lord to come get us and take us to the place that He's been preparing for the past 2,000 years, but how much more excited ought we be when we see all of these other things falling into place just the way the Bible prophesied. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.